This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The United States has ordered the evacuation of some staff and families from its embassy in Niger. ECOWAS sent a delegation to Niger on Wednesday to negotiate with military officers who seized power last week. Here's Reuters' Rachel Faber.
The Economic Community of West African States sent a delegation to Niger on Wednesday. Meanwhile, regional defense chiefs started a two-day meeting in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. Abdel Fattah Moussa, ECOWAS's Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security.
If we can avoid a peaceful resolution of constitutional law in the country, swiftly, that is our preferred option.
ECOWAS has imposed sanctions on Niger and threatened to authorize the use of force if the coup leaders do not reinstate President Mohamed Bazoum by Sunday.
Also on Wednesday, Britain's Foreign Secretary James Cleverly met with Nigerian President Bola Tinubu in a closed-door meeting in the Nigerian capital. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will be in court on Thursday facing charges he attempted to prevent the winner of the 2020 U.S. presidential election, U.S. President Joe Biden, from taking office. While Thursday's hearing is just a brief formality, the judge reading the charges and Trump entering a plea, former federal prosecutor Sarah Krisoff says the trial, when it occurs, will be an unprecedented spectacle.
This is a trial, if this case were to go to trial, that is essentially, you know, high-level officials from the vice president on down testifying in federal court. I mean, so what that trial looks like is really mind-boggling.
There are other conspirators who have not yet been named. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military reporting on the Telegram messaging app warned of possible drone attacks on the capital, Kyiv, early Thursday. It said anti-aircraft units were in operation around the city. Air raids were in effect for the eastern half of the country. The medical peace organization, IPPNW, called for more protection of the Ukrainian Zaporizhia nuclear power plant on Wednesday. Here's the VOA's Jeff Custer.
At a news conference in Vienna Wednesday, the IPPNW presented a study it had commissioned on the effects of a nuclear meltdown at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest such facility. The study indicated it was not possible to provide adequate disaster management at the plant during wartime and called for the creation of a non-military zone to protect the facility. Institute of Safety and Risk Sciences researcher Bernd Hurdy told reporters the plant has become a potential weapon since its occupation by the Russian army in March of 2022.
A prepositioned dirty bomb, if you will, posing a danger to millions of people in Ukraine, neighboring countries, and the whole of Europe. Its security has become a bargaining chip in this war. We believe that the right to be spared from radioactive contamination should remain non-negotiable.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Amnesty International said Thursday that extensive war crimes are being committed by both sides in the conflict that has been raging in Sudan since April. The Britain-based human rights group said in a report that the crimes committed by the warring parties, led by two feuding generals, included sexual violence against girls as young as 12 and the indiscriminate targeting of civilians. Pakistan and China celebrating as the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, the centerpiece of Beijing's Global Belt and Road Initiative, completes its first 10 years. The investment project has grown to more than $60 billion and provided Pakistan with crucial infrastructure. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reports.
The Pakistani government says CPEC has so far created 200,000 jobs, built more than 1,400 kilometers of highways and roads, and added 8,000 megawatts of electricity to the national grid. And in the past 18 months, the country's deep-sea southwestern port of Gwadar has handled 600,000 tons of cargo. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
The United Nations on Wednesday called on countries to join efforts to contain the record-high traffic of U.S.-bound migrants and refugees crossing the treacherous jungle region linking Panama and Colombia, known as the Darien Gap. More information available at voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.